Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship, and we're here again to do healings with every one of you. So stay on board. You may be going to the Lightship. Looks like probably about a quarter till on the hour, if time works that way. If not, we may run over maybe about 15 minutes. So naturally, probably most of you have already been on the Lightship. If you haven't, you're taking the route of time, and the light beings work with you, and it's just a wonderful experience. So what we're going to first do here is just talk about the Lightship for about a minute, then we'll go into some entity clearing. So the Lightship comes once every 2,000 years, and it clears away the densities, the negativity, the off-planet infiltration of the dark side in the light energy. This is the way the light can regain its territory and start over again in divine love, and this is what it's all about. And the ascension process is for you to get your spirit completely into your body so that your body can become a light body and not a physical body from the earth. So this is the whole process of ascension, is to move forward in your life, in your body's life, so it can graduate. It's waited a long, long time for this year, and it would love to do it. So you have to be conscious enough to release the densities of trauma out of you. So what we're going to do first here is an entity clearing for all of you. Entities mainly are the emotional bodies of people who passed on. Another way of saying this is ghost. And very seldom does an actual spirit that looks out of your eyes attach to somebody's body. These are normally energies from the earth that the earth created to mirror back to the earth, to communicate back to the earth the experience on the surface here. And it's designed initially for love energy. How much love does one have for one another? But it kind of changed from that into like a survival body. And then we have a lot of the emotional trauma stored in us. So we're going to take away these entities here. And these are ones that are from this planet here. The last show, we did a lot of healing work for off-planet negative extraterrestrial energies that attach to people. I know we had a lot of comments on the fast chat. I think we probably had about, 14 pages here on the fast chat of comments. So I think it was quite a popular show, so here we go. So these are entities, and you may feel them leave your body. What we're going to do first, so you can actually tune in, we're going to work with these entities that are below the waist. So these are ones that probably attach to your feet, your ankles, maybe your hip joints, your thighs, and these entities can attach to you if you've ever had a physical trauma, maybe physical pain, maybe you just hurt yourself last week, and you still have pain. Well, they're going to this pain energy will attract to you the entity. So we're just releasing them right now from your legs. Here we go. And we're going to bring more of your spirit back to you. And like I say in all the shows, you have to heal your spirit first to have a physical healing. So we're going to do this here now. And your spirit that left you in these pain and traumas, normal lifetime here on this planet here, has to come back to you in its wholeness. It can't come back wounded. And it probably won't come back wounded because it's been there, done that. That's why I left to begin with. Remember, the light energy only works in the now. Anything outside of the now, predictions, your astrological sign, your horoscope, and I use the word horoscope, these are all mind-controlling energies from the dark side, giving you a predetermined path if you follow that path in your consciousness. So these are all negative aspects of mind control, brought to us naturally by the wonderful Galactic Federation that's here to protect us. So here comes your spirit back into your body. I'm going to count to 10, and your spirit will come in whatever way it needs to. It knows all the rules, and it will come back to you in wholeness. So here you come. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, we're going to do some more releasing here. Some people have leg problems. I'm tuning in on that right now, so we're going to release some leg energies from you right now. These entities, you may feel your body getting heavier as your spirit reintegrates with you. And if you have a pain, you might put your hand on it, and we'll release those energies from you right now here. So here we go. Okay, here we come. More of you is coming back to you. Your spirit's being healed 100% in the light. Coming into you, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Now we're going to go up into your solar plex area, your whole body cavity, everything above the waist, up to your neck here. So again, just kind of take a mental note, do a body scan as we start releasing these entities from you. And here they go. So we're doing some releasing now. And there's quite a few here. If you have maybe an illness, maybe you have a lung infection, maybe you have a stomach ache or something, maybe you have the flu, entities will come into those areas automatically and take away your energies. Remember, these entities have no life force energy of their own. They need you to live. That's why they come to you. So in a sense, you're kind of like a parasite, and they should not be with us at all. So we're doing some more clearing here. Okay, and bringing more of you into your body now. And again, we're clearing your spirit of all the traumas, which is why it left you. Remember, your spirit cannot come into density. Density, judgment, emotional traumas is not where it's going to live. It only lives in love energy. Anything that's not of love is why it leaves you. If you become intoxicated, take drugs, as soon as you lose your mental connection with your consciousness, at that point your spirit leaves you. And that leaves you wide open for entities. And this is also true of people who go out of their body during meditation. Once you go out of your body, then you're also held wide open most of the time to have entities come into you. So you want to always make sure that you don't go out of your body during meditation. And doing some more clearing here. Okay, here you come in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Now we're going to work with your shoulders, your arms, your wrists, your fingers. Again, if you have any concerns there, you might just think about it or maybe put your other hand on that area. And we'll start releasing more entities out of you. There we go. And again, we're going to bring more of your spirit back to you. And the reason why people don't have healings is because, number one, you're not fully in your body with your spirit. Most people are 20%. So if you're only 20% in your body, what's the other 80%? Oh, it's not you. And remember, your spirit's a conduit for the divine from your heart center for healing. And these entities only take energy from your spirit. They never give you any energy. But they can work into your consciousness and have you do strange things off and on. So here we go. Bringing more of you back into your body, in your arms, wrists, fingers. Here we go. Coming in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Now we're going to go above our shoulders, our neck, and our head. Again, if you have any concerns, request a healing now. Put your hand in that area, and we'll pull out some more entities out of you here. Great, and here we go. Bringing more of you into your body. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And I'll do it one more time here. So if you have a headache, entities can be attracted to that pain. It'll draw them. Remember, like attracts like. And if they had a headache, maybe in one of their traumas, they'll come to you because they recognize and resonate with that energy. So here we go. Coming in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. I'm going to scan everybody here. I'm seeing knee problems, so let's go back to knees real quick here. Take away some entities here. There we go, and bringing you more into your body, into your knees. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Wonderful. Now we're going to do a chakra alignment. So go to your heart center first. And again, there's nothing for you to do. The light ship does this automatically for you. The light ship created you. This is the energy that knows all about you and your physical body. There we go. This is the same light ship. There's only one creation light ship. This is what Jesus used for his healing mission here on this planet and his teachings of ascension. And here we go. There we go. Heart center is looks wonderful for everybody. And we're going to move up to chakra 5, which is your throat chakra, and repositioning that for you. Remember, your chakras have to be aligned with every energetic body that you have to produce healings too. There we go. Throat chakra looks good to me for everybody. Now we're going up to your third eye. This is your psychic vision, intuition. There we go. Wonderful. That's good. And moving down, I have a question here on FAST. How much are we in our bodies tonight? Looks like the lowest person right now is about 36%. Okay, and hopefully this will help you get into your body more. The highest person online is about 72% right now. And you can tell how much you're in your body by how bright your eyes are. If your eyes are lifeless, no light coming out of them, then you're not in your body very much. If you radiate light out of your eyes, if they look very clear, then you're in your body quite nicely. You must be in your body to have psychic abilities, too. Your spirit needs to be the conduit. Without your spirit in your body, you'll have absolutely no psychic abilities. So here we go. Power chakra looks wonderful. Second chakra. Good. First chakra. So we're going to do a chakra opening now. And most people's chakras are typically, you know, a couple inches or so in diameter. We're going to go larger now. We'll go full body with so you can have more healing tonight. So here we go. Go to the heart chakra first. This is where your spirit resides. The only place it does not reside inside of your head. So all communication to the divine is inside of you, in your heart center. So here we go. Heart chakra. Use the word spin to increase it. Spin, 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 spin. Open. Great. Go to your throat chakra. Spin, 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 open. And now we're going to go to your third eye here. Sixth chakra. Spin, 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 open. Wonderful. A lot of you are already in tune here. Going back down to your power chakra. Solar plex area. Spin, 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 spin. A couple are reversed here. Let me reverse them here. So your chakras turn backwards when you've had psychic attacks. Psychic attacks and when people project energy to you, force of will energy, mind control energy. So the chakra doesn't want to be connected to that, so it'll actually reverse itself to keep this energy away from you so you won't be having your energy stolen from you. So we're going to move around your power chakra now, the ones that are off. There we go. Good. There's about quite a few of you here. This is off on. I'm picking up probably about a dozen. So I'll move it around a little bit here. There we go. Perfect. You may have felt a shift in your body. So here we go. Power chakra. Spin, 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 open. Second chakra. Spin, 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 open. And first chakra. Spin, 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 open. Great. So you should feel more energized right now. And what we're going to do next is the mind to your heart drop. So we're going to take your awakening consciousness. You could call it your ego self, the ego body. Remember, it's a separate energetic body, just like your emotional body and your feeling body and your mental body, etc. So I'm going to take this body and connect it to your heart center. Remember, this body has to surrender its energy system completely to your heart so you can get your true spiritual guidance. Otherwise, you're going to be in your head. When you're in your head, then you're out of the divine energy. Then you're into the mind matrix, which is basically the dark side's agenda, mind control, and taking you off of your spiritual path. So you always want to be heart-centered to be in the flow of the divine. If you're not in your heart, you're not going to be in the divine. You're not in the moment. It's very important to remember that. So if you're not in the moment, then you're not in the divine energy. Then you're in the mind matrix. And that's the trap. So here we go. On a count of 10, think of your forehead, we'll say being your awakening consciousness, your thoughts. I'm going to drop that down. That's number 10, and number 1 is your heart center, and drop down like an elevator going down here, and this will help you get into your consciousness here. So here we go. This is a connection to the divine in you. That's never outside of yourself. So here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Feels like a couple more times we need it here. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. We have a request here from Elizabeth to do a mind control clearing, so let the light chip come. If you're new to this program, remember everybody's under a negative ET, off-planet mind control attacks. And so this is going to eliminate these. Also, we have stuff that's on planet here, like electromagnetic radiation, cell phones, you know, radio, TV waves, maybe your computer. So we're going to put you into a sacred space right now. The light ship's going to do this here. It'll take them about 20 seconds to connect with all of you. And you're probably going to have an energy field around you of about 20 feet, about a 20-foot diameter around you, so that you're going to be able to be protected and feel this connection with yourself here. Otherwise, it's pretty hard sometimes. And also, I'd like everyone to get a glass of water. 8 to 12 ounces is very adequate. And we'll be doing some water charging here in a few minutes here when we activate the light beam on your screen. So here we go. This energy is coming in now. I'll just count to 10. And at 10, you're going to be in your own sacred space with no energies being perpetrated to you, courting you, taking away your energy. All these planetary energies from astrology will be disconnected from you. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay? You might feel the energy moving around you. You might feel that things around you are becoming more distant as you look at them. We'll do it one more time. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, Sylvia, do you want to come on for a minute before we charge the light beam?
Sure. Hello, everyone, and welcome. Thank you for being with us tonight. We're talking this week about heart energy, about becoming more heart-centered and going within for our own spiritual guidance and making that connection to our own divinity within our heart centers. So I'd like to welcome anyone who has a question about that topic that they'd like Ron to address to just type in a note on the fast chat, and we'll try to take up some of those questions before we go to the light ship. And like Ron was saying a little bit ago, the divine only lives in love energy, which is heart-based, not mind-based energy. And one of the main reasons that the light ship wants to bring out this radio program and do what they're doing is to give people the opportunity to start to connect again to their own divinity and to really feel that heart-based connection that they have. And when you do go to the light ship, like later on tonight, really use that chance to pay close attention to your own spirit. Your resonance with your spirit energy on the light ship is very pure. So as you make that connection there and then take that feeling back with you and get heart-centered on this program, then you can take that energy through your week with you as you go about all your activities and your creations and so on, and you'll have a completely different experience if you go through your life heart-centered rather than being, you know, in the mind or whatever else that we do. And like Ron says, the whole point of the Ascension Preparation is to bring your divine essence, you know, your spirit energy fully into your body so that you can hold that light frequency so that you can make the ascension. So that's what this program is all about. So if you do have any questions, please fire away on the fast chat, and I'll turn it over back to you, Ron, so we can talk a little bit more about that heart-based connection.
So everything is heart-based. The light only works in the now. Anything that's not in the now is not of the light. Then it's mind energy, and that's the trap. So this is where we get predictions. This is the Old Testament with the dark side's agenda put in place here. So we're able to read it now, going backwards in time with the computer to check out dates and times of horrific events that happened here. And but the dark side already had the formula to figure this out. They knew what to do next, maybe 5, 10, 20 years in the future, maybe even further. And so the dark side is beings that have no soul, no spirit in their body. And this is from dark universes. And they have also infiltrated people here. And, you know, they send out their energies. They do have people walking on the planet here which don't have, you know, spirits in their bodies. There's artificial intelligent bodies, too, here that, you know, show up. There's people that have shapeshifters in them along with their own spirit from the divine. So it's kind of a mixed bag of tricks here. But the main thing is to know that you have to be in the now in order to work with the light. The light does not work with your head. When the ascension time happens, everything in the mind, everything that you've learned in the past, all of your teachings are not going to exist. The light shift does not work in mind energy. It only works with heart. So if you're choosing to have your body do the ascension, then by all means, do the work necessary to have your spirit fully integrate with your physical body. You can spend tons of money on different types of sessions, learning how to do the ascension process, having DNA attunements and doing all different types of things, going to sacred places, learning about other cultures on ascension, you know. But none of that is ever going to help you because it cannot, because that's going to be gone. The light does not work with mind energy. The light only works in the now. So anything that's not in the now is not of the light. This is why through all the different sacred teachings, if you can get down to the truth of everything, it's always to be in the now. That's where the light works, and that's where you need to connect your consciousness into the now to do your manifestations. So if you're new to the program, click on Creation Lightship Healing and then scroll down maybe about an inch and a half on your scroll bar, and you're going to see a beautiful light beam there. You still have a glass of water in front of you now. And if you wish to communicate with us, underneath the light beam, you're going to see it'll say Quick Chat Live with Ron, Amatron, and Sylvia. Just click on the BBS Fast Chat. It'll light up yellow, kind of yellow on my monitor here. And click on that, and then all of a sudden to the left will be the Fast Chat. This is how we communicate with everybody. So take your glass of water right now, and we're going to first activate the light beam. And here comes her energy here. This one is one of the female doctors from the light ship. And three basic things happen. Number one, you may see her eyes become a little brighter. And if you're skeptical, just blink your eyes maybe every 5 or 10 seconds here. The rays around her head that she's emitting, we'll say from her third eye, become a little more three-dimensional along with her face. They change colors. And you're going to actually feel like her presence is actually there in this photograph, which is what's actually happening. And she'll be with us for this whole evening here doing healings with us here. And she's activating right now. And you're going to feel her coming into your heart center. You never feel it in your mind. So just kind of turn your mind off. If you're trying to figure out how she looks and what's happening and analyzing it, this is all a heart connection. With your heart, you're going to feel her energy. It's just phenomenal. And she's coming in right now. And I'd like everyone to take their glass of water and just put it in front of them. And you want to put one hand on each side of the glass of water. And you're going to feel this wonderful connection if you're a feeling type person. And what I will say is women are about 50-50 and men are about 1 in 100. So if you're a man and you're on this program and kind of wondering what's happening and you don't really feel anything, you know, that's kind of the way men are. Women are about 50-50, but it works anyway, so don't be too skeptical and beat yourself up. So she's starting now to work through your heart center. You may feel the energy move down through your shoulders, elbows, wrists, down to your fingertips. And there we go. She's activating the water for you. This water normally is used to help your body with special light codes. The light ship knows exactly what you need, what type of nutrients you need. And for some people, it's even helped them to detox. So the light ship is very gentle in what they do for you. And if you have any concerns, maybe you might have a problem with maybe heavy metals or something, you might want to just ask to have this water attuned for that too. So just give your request. If not, they'll give you what you need, which may not be what you want. So they're going to do it a little bit longer for us here. And just input one thing. This water is specially designed just for you. Don't hoard the water. Don't mix it with anything else. You must drink the water tonight. If you don't drink all of it, you may want to put the rest of the water, maybe half of the glass, into some bath water or even a foot bath, but don't add anything to it. Don't boil it. Don't freeze it. And just drink it. So they're about ready here. So she says she's done. So take your glass of water right now, and I'm going to have mine and just see how it tastes. Oh, mine's very, very juicy. How's yours, Sylvia?
Yeah, mine got very, just
very
had
wet.
That butter feeling in your mouth when you drank it, and it's very silky also tonight.
Mine's very, very wet. So we're going to, we took off the off-planet mind control, so you should be able to look into your room right now, where you are, and kind of look at the walls, look at your surroundings, maybe your chair, table, etc. And you're going to notice that somehow these energies are separated from you, where before maybe you felt like you're in oneness with them, which is what you don't want to be. Remember, you're a unique being, you're divine creation. There's only one of you in the whole universe, so you don't want to mix your energies with anything. And you don't want to go out and do global meditations or any type of prayer work in groups, because what you're doing then is you're giving your energy away, your own precious divine energy, and that can be used by the dark side for their agendas that they're going to be doing to you. So remember, it's still a two-way street. If you project out energy out of your body to something, then they're also connected to you on the other end. So it's like a two-way street, so you never want to do this here. You can get corded, connected, and it's not good. So we're going to do one other type of healing here, and I've got to see what they want to do here. They're kind of prompting me here. This show is completely live. We don't really have any rehearsing to it here, except for the very beginning when we do these clearings here. So they want to release from us... they show me a planet that looks like the Russian Sputnik. And I don't know what that is, but it's out there someplace. And it's quarter to everybody on this show, or maybe everybody on the Earth. So we're going to do a release now for this for everybody. So just sit back and relax. And we're going to do some disconnecting. Let me just see which way they want to do this for everyone here. And anything quarter to you is negative. There should never be any cords to take away your free will, to take away your spirit energy from you. They want to do the chakra clearing, and they want to do it 10 times. So here we go. So sit back and relax, and take note of where in your body these energies are being released from you. You're probably going to feel something here with this many clearings. So here we go. Number one, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Number two, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Number three, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. I'm kind of visualizing with a lot of people, maybe neck energies, maybe head energies, back of the head. Four, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Five, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Six, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Seven, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Eight, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Nine, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And 10, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, and first cleared. Okay, how do you feel, Sylvia?
That was very interesting. For me, I felt a lot of energy, like kind of a tingling at the back of the head.
Yep, that's where I was feeling some of it too here, kind of where your skull meets your neck.
Yes.
Anybody else felt it? Just get on the fast chat. Just click on BBS fast chat underneath the light beam, and you can comment there. It's very simple. So, what should we do next, Sylvia? Any ideas?
Well, I'd like to talk just a minute about more about the heart-based energy and about the subject of judgment. Because it seems that when we are really in heart energy and you're really connected to that, you don't judge. You kind of go through life, and often, yes, you have to use discernment, especially when you're in a society that is full of people that aren't in heart-based energy. It's often required of you that you discern, people where they're at and so on. But it's not really about judgment. And can you talk, Ron, about how judgment affects our ability to to heal and to be fully in our bodies and that kind of thing?
Yeah, so judgment basically is all the thoughts of your ancestors. So this is kind of another way of looking at it. So in this lifetime, the issues that you're dealing with is not necessarily your karma. It's the fact that your body would like to heal blocked energy in it. And so with New Age metaphysics, typically they'll tell you that your thoughts control your reality. And so, yeah, that does sound really good. It's just not true, but it does sound very nice. It's a nice way of saying things. But what you're really doing is your body's clearing out blocked energies from the thoughts of your ancestors. And this lifetime, since you're in a physical body, your physical body has chosen what blocked energies is going to kill it the most first. So we'll tend to release those energies from you. Naturally, we don't understand what's happening to us. Another thing that we call upon it is, you know, learning lessons, which is no such thing. The divine has never created learning lessons, and they've never created mind control. These are all dark side jargons that people have. It's like being in oneness. You can never be in oneness with the divine because you can never be in oneness. There's no oneness even on the light ship. And so that's the main thing. And then the astrological signs like Mercury in retrograde and, you know, where's Pluto, et cetera. These are all off-planet energies that are courting you. These are dark side energies that should not even be here. Like I said earlier, thanks to our wonderful Galactic Federation that's here to protect us, they're doing a pretty crappy job, and they've been doing a pretty crappy job for thousands and thousands of years. So they really don't want you to do the ascension. Like I said earlier, every 2,000 years, the light ship comes to do the ascension. So people ask, they say, well, did we ascend the last 2,000 years? Well, there were a few people, I imagine, on the planet, maybe a few cultures who are in their heart energy. And at that time, the Earth Spirit chose not to terminate the Earth planet, so it did the same walk over again in the same consciousness. And so the Earth got reformed over again when the whole universe got turned back on again. And the bodies here now have a 4,000-year density in them. Let's just go back and say, what happened like 40,000 years ago? Well, the dark side was very sneaky. So the dark side created parallel lives for you. So during the ascension time, the dark side made these artificial bodies, an artificial planet that looks like ours, and your spirit, you could use the word soul, was then trapped in the dark agenda, the dark side's energy, and you thought that, you know, there's no ascension because you were living a life elsewhere. Most people have between 200 to 500 parallel lifetimes at one time. This is why we have so much problems here, because you're not able to hold your conscious thought. And like I tell most people, if you look upon your life, you know, there's things that you forget each day. If you don't write them down, you're probably going to forget it. It's because the mind control is so strong here. Remember, as above, so below. And since the Galactic Federation are spiritual overseers who created a spiritual hierarchy, why there's a hierarchy, I don't know, but it just means that there's a pecking order. And how could there be a pecking order in the light? Well, that's just another dark side agenda. And so they're supposed to be here to protect us from these off-planet beings. So you want to get into your heart. This is your only chance to help yourself, is to connect to your heart energy and not in the mind energy. So the heart energy has all of your power. This is your spirit. Your spirit is very powerful. Although people don't understand that. This is where you want to connect to inside of your heart. You all know if you've ever played a musical instrument or did some creative drawing or whatever you're doing, maybe cutting a piece of wood or doing some sculptures or whatever, whatever your niche is in life, you know, when you really get into the flow of doing something, time stops. And that means that your spirit is connected to you in your consciousness of your mind, which dropped automatically into your heart because somehow you lost time. And so your spirit then was able to come forward and do the creations for you, through you, okay? It's not your mind doing it. It's your spirit giving you the talents that's stored in your DNA. So what we are basically, you know, in this lifetime and in all other lifetimes when a body is born, you're a walking judgment factory from the thoughts of your ancestors. And so you must release those in this lifetime in order to do the ascension process so you can come fully into your body with your spirit so that your body can become a spiritual, physical body, and then you can ascend. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, I'd just like to thank everyone for that typed in a comment on the fast chat for those. Apparently, we had quite a number of people that really felt that releasing of that planetary energy that was courting people, so that was wonderful. So, Ron, I don't know, maybe you'd like to check with the Lightship and see if there's anything else that they would like to do before we actually go to the Lightship for a healing.
Yeah, let's see here. We're going to do another healing here. So I'll just do a sample of some of the healings that I do for people. And we'll do an emotional clearing here. We're going to go back from this moment in time back to your last birthday. This will take away emotional traumas that you've experienced from your that's imprinted by the emotional body, which stores these, remember? Remember, the emotional body is designed to find out how much love is here. And then that gets imprinted onto your spirit so it can sample more love and also into your physical body. Like I said earlier, that kind of went away, kind of went south, and now we're dealing with emotions as far as what trauma is next in our life. So the body actually changed its frequency of what it's really designed to do. And I think the dark side, you know, came into that aspect and is using that with entities to hold you back. I remember when Jesus went on the cross, he said two major things. Number one was when he was talking to the Galactic Federation. He said, "Why did you forsake me?" That's the number one thing. And if you understand that fully, you understand that he came into the Federation and they were supposed to protect him so he could do the ascension teachings for everyone. And so basically they had him killed, let him down, and so that's what he was saying. The next thing is very, very important also. He said, "Forgive them, for they do not know what they do." So that's a good indication that he knew about the mind control. He knew about the entities and people, that they probably had a good heart, but these energies were controlling their bodies. And then he also said a third thing. I don't know the exact words to it, but one of the other people on the cross was dying, and he asked for forgiveness. And at that point, he was forgiven by, you know, all of his density. So what Jesus was doing here was the same basic things that I am doing now in this lifetime. And the main thing is to get you into your bodies with your spirit so you can do the ascension. So he was doing emotional bodies also. So here we go. We're going from this point in time to your last birthday. So sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Next to your back, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Next to your back, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Next to your back, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, and first cleared. So take just maybe a few moments here to check. Look at yourself. Do a body scan. And just kind of bring up a situation that you had in your life, say, the last 3 years that caused you anger, fear, anxiety, trauma. Could be anything. Maybe you lost a $100 bill someplace. Maybe you got into a car accident. Maybe you had an issue with betrayal of a loved one or something. You know, we have all types of things that happen to us here. This is not a very nice place to live, thanks to the duality that was brought here by the Galactic Federation. But just kind of look at something here. Remember, all this stuff is not your fault. So it's what the dark side is doing to you. And it's up to you to get out of the energy to come into oneness with your own spirit. That's the only one that you can never get into is your own spirit here. So look at the situation. It should feel very, very distant to you. And for people who don't live in emotions, but they live in feelings, we'll do a feeling body. Here we go. Same process. From now to your last birthday. So sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Next to your back, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Next to your back, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And next to your back, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And next to your back, we'll do one more year. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. There we go. Again, this should feel maybe like icing on the cake. If you don't feel emotions, you may feel feelings. So they're very, very similar, but quite different. It's a different energy body. And we'll do another clearing. We'll do a sensory body clearing. This is for people who become sensory overloaded or overly stimulated through your different senses that you are able to look at life, you know, through your eyes, you know, touch, smell, seeing, hearing, etc. So here we go. Same process. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Next to your back. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Next to your back. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Next to your back. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And next to your back. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And one more year. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. I'll do another one. I'll do a trauma body for everyone here. This is if you have ever had trauma, like in the last 4 or 5 years, this will help to release it from you. This is stored traumas that you probably did not heal during a traumatic situation. So here we go. Again, from this point in time, your last birthday, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Next to your back, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Next to your back, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Next to your back, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And one more year, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And I'll do two more clearings here before we go to the light ship here. We'll do a pain body. And here we go. Same process. Now to your last birthday. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And again, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Again, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And the last one we'll do is a mental body clearing. This is like defragmenting your home computer. It can take away mind chatter. And all these healings, when I do your whole lifetime, it's permanent. You don't have to have it ever repeated. And the light beings take away all the information that's in these healings here, so you're back into neutral again. And this works very well for people who have been abused as a child. It's wonderful. You don't have to regurgitate anything. You don't even have to remember it. They don't care what your issue is. It's just taken away instantly with grace. And it takes normally about an hour to do, about a minute a year. So here we go. This is your mental body. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Again, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And again, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And again, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. I'll do one more year. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, and first cleared. There we go. So, how do you feel, Sylvia?
Oh, that's wonderful. Really, I think if you sit back and just kind of, sample the energy that you're feeling right now, one thing you could say is that it really does help you to just be in the now and be comfortable, because you don't have that stuff kind of clanging around, putting pressure on you or whatever it does, and you can just kind of be in the now and be very comfortable like that. It's wonderful.
Yes, these healings put you right into the now, so you're not regurgitating your past. Remember, your body will basically recycle the past until it dies. It'll kill itself to get well. It'll keep bringing issues forward, kind of like going to the cinema. It'll be, similar movies, same plot, different actors. So you want to get rid of your past so that you can come into your body with your spirit. This is the most important thing you can do in this lifetime, and basically any lifetime. But we're in this lifetime now, and this is what you want to do so you can become more conscious and integrate your spirit with you so that your body can do the ascension. So I'm going to do one more clearing before we go to the light ship here. We're going to do a parallel life clearing. That's been very popular for people. Remember, the parallel life is what the dark side has done here. So we're going to do just a couple of these here again here. So I'm going to continue on here with this here. So here we go, another parallel life. So sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And again, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And again, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. So they wanted to do three more of these. Why, I don't know. Maybe somebody needed it. Remember, you have probably 200 to 500 of these. It's the creation of the dark side, these soulless beings that are being allowed to be with us by the Galactic Federation, these beautiful space brothers of ours. So, unfortunately, this is what's happening here. This is why we have duality, why the Galactic Federation brought us gods to pray to outside of ourselves to take away your spiritual energy. And it's just very, very sad that we're not protected here. This is why the light ship comes every 2,000 years to clean the slate, to regain its territory in the light so that it can start over again and free all the souls that have been trapped and stolen by the dark side. So we're going to go to the light ship, I guess. Any questions on Fast Chat before we do that, Sylvia?
Yeah, we actually do have a few questions. So one question is, where is Jesus now?
He's on the light ship. He's residing there. His original spiritual energy is there. I guess the next question is he going to come back here? I don't have any information on that whatsoever, so I can't really answer that question, but I'm sure that's probably in the minds of some people. Sananda's energy, which people talk about as the new Jesus, is not the same energy. It's a whole different spirit. And so I don't know what's going to happen if he were to come. He'd be doing what I'm doing here right now, trying to get people ready for the ascension process. So what's the next question, Sylvia?
Well, this is an interesting question. The question is, what is amber blood work? And actually, that probably ties into the ascension preparation conference call that's coming up. So let's talk about that also.
Okay, so on the 17th of this month, a couple weeks away, we're doing a four-hour special ascension conference call on the telephone. The cost on it is $60, and it starts at 1 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. And during that session, we normally bring in the amber blood. And so the light beams are actually infusing you with this golden amber blood. It's wonderful. Your veins and your blood feel completely different. Your whole body becomes energized, and you're actually able to integrate more light frequency into your body that you could not do before, and that blood is just phenomenal. I mean, I've had so many emails sent to me on how they felt afterwards on the people who come on the lines that it's just amazing. That's probably people's favorites is the amber blood on the light ship. Back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, great. Now we have a question. I'm not sure if I'm getting it right, but it looks like they're asking if you are reliving a childhood memory or a childhood memory comes up, like during a clearing, like I guess he's talking about the emotional clearing. At that moment, would that memory be cleared because you're experiencing it again?
Yeah, that's a good question. The healings take are so quick and fast, there's no processing, so at most, you're going to be at a certain age for about a minute. Sometimes you're only in that age for maybe 10 seconds. So what happens is some people who are very, very psychic can actually see the energies go before their eyes or their whole lifetime. So this is what your spirit goes through on the lifetime review, basically. It has to be deprogrammed from all these emotional traumas. And that can take about 50 years. So here it's about a minute a year. So let's just say under the worst conditions, I'll just pick on or talk about one lady who had a problem. She had an ET abduction where she actually, you know, was up there giving birth to many, many babies. I think she probably had about 30 of them that was taken from her, and she knew about this. So we came upon a few of the years that she was really in tune with. And so, yeah, she actually saw that event, but it was taken away from her instantly, and she felt no trauma. You may see the event. Most people don't see it. You just sit back and relax, and during the process, you just start feeling your body getting more and more relaxed. And this relaxing is because the energy is being released out of your physical body because your body gets held up with blocked energy. So as far as you regurgitating, re-experiencing it, that very, very, very seldom ever happens. It comes and it goes and it's gone. And you don't have to tell the light ship what your problem is. They don't need to know because they already know what it is. You don't have to bring anything up to them saying, you know, I had a childhood problem when I was six. I was molested. They don't care about it. It gets released instantly. And then at that point, if you wanted to look back upon the scene, there's going to be no emotional charge on it. You can just say, okay, that happened to me. Big deal. I'm out of it now. And this is the way these healings work. They're done in complete divine grace. And I can work with people, children, grandparents, I have a lot of women whose husbands don't understand what I'm doing, so the women naturally are much more astute with their abilities here of spirituality, and the man is kind of being drugged behind, and they go, man, I had this clearing done, it's wonderful for me, but my husband is a complete jerk all the time, and he doesn't want to do this. So I can do the husband too, and also children and grandchildren, just by connecting with you. The spirit always says yes. This is done with the spirit energy of the person, and I can work with anybody on this planet, anywhere, anytime. So, yeah, as far as reliving an experience, that's not going to happen. If you happen to see it, it'll be taken away, all the traumas instantly. And it's a permanent healing. Okay, back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, I think that is the end of our questions on the fast chat. So I guess this would be a great time to go to the light ship.
Okay, so this is your first time up on the light ship. I'll just describe it to you a little bit before you go up so you can kind of see what's in store for you. It takes about 2 seconds to go to the light ship. The light ship will put around you a special cocoon energy. We call it like a white light energy. And from there, you're going up. If you have any animals or pets you want to bring with, just think of them in your consciousness. And we have had people bring up, you know, flowers and gardens and trees too, but you cannot bring up a person. I have to be connected to you online like we are right now, so I know who's online just by the light ship reading all of you right now. And this will not work on the archives because of the ET abductions that are still being done by the Galactic Federation. I don't want anybody's ego self to think I'm going to go to the light ship tomorrow because you may end up in the wrong place. So definitely do not try this with your ego self and your mind thinking that you can go there because it can't be done. So here we go. What we're going to do is connect the energy around you now. And you're going to be taken up out of time. You're going to still be here. And you're going to still feel your consciousness right here, just like you're sitting listening to me right now, but you're going to be in the light ship when you're out of time. So you're going to be, you're being turned off and on, off and on, off and on. And when you're not here, you're going to be there. So here we go. We're going to be connecting right now. This beautiful light being in front of you is going to help facilitate this here on your monitor screen. Here we go. Going up right now, and now you're there. So since they work with many sentient beings, many areas of consciousness, they're doing a DNA scanning on you, seeing what type of being you are. And next, our animals and pets are leaving us, and whatever else you brought up. And I see some birds that have been brought up also right now. And I also see a skunk. Somebody brought a skunk up. So anyway, that's what I'm seeing so far. Many other things are up there too. We've had horses go up, and we've had, you know, like I said, birds. We've had, you know, naturally dogs and cats, et cetera. And they're very good at doing these healings on these animals here and pets. So right now we're going into the orientation room. This is where you're going to be talking with the divine beings. They'll show up to us as three-dimensional life forms, typically. There's many beings on the light ship. There's over 200 races. This is their first incarnation. They were created to become doctors in their next incarnation, which will be after the universal shift. So there's things on the light ship like orbs. There's dolphins. There's whales. There's turtles. There's crystals. There's beings that look like us, tall ones and short ones. So everybody has their own experience here. And if you're able to physically see in the light ship, it's very, very beautiful. It'll change your whole paradigm of life just by viewing these energies here. Most people after the session will feel their body very relaxed, and you may actually feel that some problems that you've had physically are released from you. And so the healings will take place according to how much baggage you have released prior to these healings here. Remember, your baggage is what causes your problems, and the light ship does not work with these lower density energies of emotions. They only work with your physical body. And then as you come back, if you haven't worked on yourself, the healings may not stay in place, and they may even give you maybe a week or two of reprieve, and then it's up to you to change your consciousness. So here we go. We're going into the orientation room, and you're selecting the doctor teams. Most of the doctors are males. They come in groups of three. And they're telling you what they found wrong with you. Now, if you have a concern of your own, you might want to request that now. This short session here, I'd say just request two different concerns only so they can pay special attention to that. If there's something that's more life-threatening, then they'll work on that instead of what your requests are. So People ask, where are the females? Well, the females interface the males. So the females are actually at a higher status, so to speak, than the males. They integrate and come to you and talk to you and make sure that the male doctors are doing the proper thing for you. So that's why the females are there. And they also have their own healing teams. But most of the healings are done by the males. So we're going down a long hallway now. This is a curved hallway. And on the left side is windows where you can look out and see the universe. The right side has the doctor offices. And you can see doors that appear. The walls are pure silver, very shiny. The hallway is about 8 foot in width. And this time, this hallway happens to be about 21 feet tall to accommodate the larger life forms for healing. We're going into the first room now. And I can only see one room at one time. So normally we're in probably, I'll just say a dozen rooms at once. And I can only see one of those. And we're going to be going into the same rooms at the same time as I comment on them. So just sit back and relax. The first room we're going into is where they have the beautiful hot tubs. And there's quite a few of them. There's probably about 15 of them tonight. We'll be in these hot tubs throughout the session here. And there's different colored gels in the hot tub. They do different types of healing on us. And the first one that we're going into is a bright yellow-green hot tub gel. You may actually feel this energy radiating through your body right now. And I'll let you experience that for maybe about 15 seconds here. We'll try to cover as many rooms as we can here in the next 15 minutes for everyone. And I do these same sessions on Mondays and Fridays. And it's a one-hour healing session, and it's only $20. So if you're interested in furthering your healing, just give me a call, and I can set you up with the proper phone numbers. Just mail me a check, and we'll be ready to go. So here we go. We're going into another location. And this is a favorite room for a lot of people. This is where the large swimming pool is. And in this room, the water is silver, sparkles like diamonds. And again, the dolphins are coming to us. There's three dolphins. And what you can do, if you wish, we're already in the water. Remember, we're out of time, so their time is much more than ours are. You know, a minute could be an hour up there. And we're petting the dolphins now. So I'd like everyone to put their hand in front of them. And you're going to find that you're going to feel some resistance maybe about a foot away from your body. So move your hand maybe up and down and from left to right. And you can actually feel the texture of the dolphin's skin. And a lot of people comment, they go, yeah, I touched the dolphin and the hair on my arm stood up. And this is what you're doing now on the light ship. Remember, you're in two places at once. When you're not here, you're there. And there is some, say, bleed through, we'll say, of the two different consciousnesses coming together. So if you're a very fortunate person, you're going to be able to see the dolphins. Okay. So again, request your healing right now, what you'd like to have happen to you. We're going to go into a room now. This is another very special room. I'll use the word very high tech. This is creation energy working with you. And they're going to do some metal detoxing. So if you have a problem with your teeth, if you have a problem with metal in your body anywhere, kind of indicate inside of your head where that is if you know about it. You can also ask for a tune-up. And you're going under some special colored lights right now. It's like rainbow lights. They're also putting different colored lights underneath your skin. And they're working with your muscles now. And they're giving you some special fluid to drink. This fluid looks like grape juice to me. It's about a half a teaspoon. And it kind of tastes, my mouth is kind of getting like it's kind of a bitter taste right now. You might feel the same thing with you. And now we're having one that's bright orange. And it's a little silkier. And this is going to help to eliminate these toxins from us here. We're going to go into a special room. Also, this is for detoxifying our body. This is a room which is like the centrifuge room where they can release negative habit patterns from us. And this room is going to help us to release these metals from our body. So I want to bring in down to us down here some lack energy. And the lack energy is everything that should not be with you. It resonates with everything that's not of the divine, which is judgment energy. Remember, the divine doesn't judge anything. It's all perfection. And so since we have this problem, We're going to bring it in. So just think of what might be wrong with you. You can either do it with the thoughts of negative habit patterns, addictions, etc., lifestyles, or you can just work on mental toxicity if you like. So we're down here, we're going to bring in the energy of lack. So here it comes. So just sit back and relax. I'm going to get a little drink of water here first. Okay, here comes the lack energy. And this will take this out of you. It's like the cosmic vacuum cleaner. So here it comes. So lack energy, stronger, and the room now is spinning. The walls have mirrors on it, 3-inch wide mirrors, about 10 feet in diameter. On the top is a domed ceiling, and there's thousands of little lights shining through and around you. So here comes the lack energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. So we're going to still be in this room here. And we'll have the females come and work with us here. So this is very nice. They're going to be working with their face. They can help with our arms. If we have any type of lesions, if we have any scars in our body, they'll help us with that, scar tissue. They can work with our face like a little mini facial right now. So they only have so much time to do this for us here, so they're going to do it. What they're going to also perform is like a little foot massage. So if you have any shoes on, you might want to take them off, and they'll start to work with your toes. This is very, very nice. And they'll start to work with your toes and your arches, bottom of your feet. So they're doing this right now. Another team, kind of very similar. They're going to be working with their ligaments and tendons and muscles. So they'll work with the bottom of your feet and work up. So if you have any concerns, maybe you have an old injury, maybe your ankles aren't very sturdy, you can request healing. They'll help you out here. And working now up to our hip joints. They can re-lubricate your joints. If you have any metal in your body from an accident where they had to maybe join bones together, etc., they can make that bone appear to be, they can make the metal appear to be bone, but it will still look like metal in your body. But they can take away the pain and the body sense of it being a foreign object in you. Another team now is working on your teeth, checking out your sinuses, checking out your eyes and your ears. And again, these are standard sessions that we normally have once a week or twice a week on our one-hour calls. And a lot of people get a lot of benefit by doing these healings here. If you have a major problem, I'd recommend probably going to the light ship probably a couple of months. You know, get on my calls for, you know, at least 2 to 3 times a week for a couple of months. You're going to probably see a great improvement in your condition here. I can't guarantee anything. This is between you and the light beings. And like I said previously, it depends on how much emotional baggage you strap on yourself when you come back here from the light ship. I've had people seen on the light ship who were seers, and they had people who maybe were missing an arm or a leg, one of their loved ones, and it was regrown and appeared on the light ship. But down here, it doesn't come about because of our consciousness. So they take your original blueprint and make it perfect. So I'll just add one other thing on the ascension process. If you think, gee, I got an old body and I got aches and pains, well, your body will be renewed again, brand new. You'll be able to select the age that you like, and it'll be in perfection. So if you're missing a finger or have some kind of problem, it won't exist any longer after the ascension process. Right now we're going into a room. And we're going to go into the room where they have oxygen. There's 18 different types on the light ship, and we're going to be having oxygen number 6 come to us right now. So just take a deep breath. It'll take about 10 seconds for them to bring the oxygen to you right now. And here it comes. So we're in these special chambers on the light ship, breathing this nice oxygen. That feels good. How do you feel, Sylvia?
That feels very refreshing, that oxygen, for me. And yeah, I'd like to ask you a question
fast chat. I'm more awake, so.
We have someone on the fast chat wondering if they're able to swim if they're on the ship. I guess they mean if they, do they know how to swim there even if they don't know how to swim here?
Oh, yeah, yes, yeah. That's no problem. You would be swimming on the lightship, yes. If you're not, if you can't swim down here, you are swimming up there, yes. That is definitely true.
Wonderful.
Okay, so now we're going into another location. And we're going to go into the amethyst geode. It's very, very large. It has beautiful energy. And we're bringing that energy down here for us to experience, too. So we're levitating in this room, full of amethyst crystals all the way around us, and here comes the amethyst energy. So I'll bring it in. I'll have to command the energy like I normally do. So here it comes. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Wonderful. That feels very nice. So we'll go into another room. We'll go into their room where they can release physical body pain from us. So if you have any concerns, request your healing right now. Remember, you're in many rooms at one time, and if I haven't talked about what kind of condition you have or malady, you're probably in that room anyway. So like I said, I can only see one room at one time. So we're going into the pain release room right now. There's probably over 100 different healing modalities there. One of them that I'm seeing is some very, very bright light shining on us here. They're kind of like a yellowish white light. Another area has the rainbow light shining. And so you're able to pick and choose what you'd like to have for your experience here on the light ship. And if for some reason you choose not to have a complete healing, they will never go past your free will, and they will stop. Remember, the light's only in the now, and they work with you in the now. So one now to the next now. Okay, we're going to another location, and they're again going to be working with our spine. So if you have any concerns with your spine, we'll start with the tailbone and work their way up. I'm seeing some people with curvatures of the spine, and they're correcting that right now. They're working with your disc also. So you might want to just put your hand on your back where your problem is. That's what some people like to do so that they know exactly where it is. And remember, you can talk inside of your head. The light beams will hear you. And up on the light ship, you're still communicating with them too. You're walking around just like you are here with your clothes on. So just request your healing. Okay. And you might maybe twist in your seat a little bit, maybe from left to right or something. And maybe rock back and forth. Just kind of do a body check, see how you feel. Okay. And another team now is going to be working with our lungs and our heart. And they're going to be readjusting our rib cage. So what they can do is take away some fatty tissue that's around our lungs and our heart. They can reposition our stomach and our liver, different body organs. This will allow you to have better breathing. So they're doing that right now. You might feel your rib cage change slightly. They're checking out each one of your ribs independently. And you might actually feel your rib cage stick out a little bit further. Maybe it might move out maybe an eighth of an inch or quarter inch further than what it was before, which is what you might need for better breathing. So they're also working with our lungs. There's some lights inside of our lungs right now to take away lung infection and to regrow new tissue. And they're checking out our heart valves right now. So just keep asking for healings. Okay, they're working with our eyes too, working with our sinuses, checking out our eyes and our ears. And if you have a problem with like TMJ or something, maybe your jaw doesn't work right, maybe your teeth are too close together, request healing there. They can move your teeth around a little bit for you. And I Jesse and other team is starting to work on our necks. So just kind of move your neck around a little bit from side to side, maybe do a little circle with it here, and kind of just see how it feels. And we're going to go into another location. And again, this is where they have the large swimming pool. And the swimming pool is has a beautiful silver water in it. Again, sparkles like diamonds. And coming to us are the turtles. And this is quite nice. I did this in New York, and the people actually felt the turtle shells. They're completely amazed at one of my lectures that I did there. So again, put your hand down in front of you and move your hand from left to right, and you may actually feel the bumps on the top of the turtle shell. It's quite something to experience that. And these turtles are fairly large. What I'm seeing is probably a turtle that's about maybe, I'd say about 4 foot in length. We'll just say about 4 foot in diameter here. They're very, very peaceful beings. And they're going to do their healing with you here. You can actually ride on the top of them if you wish. And if you want to be extra brave, you can ask if you can merge your consciousness with them. And you can actually go into their body and look out of their eyes and see what they're actually seeing. It's quite awesome to see different colors than what you see down here. And actually feel what a different being feels like. It's quite awesome. Remember, these are their first incarnation, and this is what they're choosing to incarnate into in their next life form. So they haven't left the light ship yet. These are still considered light beings. Once they leave the light ship, they're no longer light beings, and then they're a creative being, just like you are, and then they go out to experience the universe. So we're going into another location, and this location is where they're going to help us with our immune system. So again, if you have any concerns there, request healing. And they're putting us into some special hot tubs, and these are very, very warm, so you might feel your body heat up a little bit here. This is pretty common. If you do start to sweat, don't worry about it. It's just releasing toxins from you. And again, they're still checking out our eyes and our ears. And checking out our stomach, our intestines. And we'll go on to, it looks like... couple final rooms here. We're going to go into the room where Saint Germain is. Saint Germain, since he was here, you know, a few hundred years ago, people like to connect with him. So we're going to go into his special room where his spirit is, and also is the Vata flame energy that he brings to us here. So we're walking down a long hallway. This is a different location on the light ship, and we're going into this room right now. You're opening the door. And he's across the room there, and it's beautiful violet energy. We'll bring in the violet energy down here for you to experience. So here it comes. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And naturally, these energies only connect to your heart and not in your head. So if you want to talk to Saint Germain, you must be heart-centered to do this. And I get a lot of wonderful comments when people actually communicate with Saint Germain and feel the beautiful energy going into their body. I'll let you have about a half a minute here of just experiencing Saint Germain.